With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Another big victory for Donald Trump. The former president swamped Nikki Haley in her home state Saturday, winning the South Carolina primary.
Michigan's coming up. We're doing great. The auto workers are going to be with us 100% because they got sold out by this country. But Michigan's up, and we're going to have a tremendous success there. And then we have a thing called Super Tuesday.
And yet Haley is not dropping out of the presidential race despite her poor showing yesterday. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more on that.
Haley says she's not going anywhere and that ending her campaign now would be the easy path. The former South Carolina governor describes both Donald Trump and Joe Biden as hugely flawed candidates who are both too old to be president. And Haley argues that most states haven't held their primaries yet, and that people deserve a real choice. She says we don't anoint kings in this country. We have elections. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The U.S. and Britain struck 18 Houthi targets in Yemen yesterday. The strikes respond to a recent surge in attacks by the Iran-backed militia on ships in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. According to U.S. officials, American and British fighter jets hit sites in 8 locations. This is the fourth time the U.S. and British militaries have conducted a combined operation against the Houthis since January 12th. Facing a housing shortage, Oregon lawmakers are considering a bill that would tweak the state's pioneering land use law. The 1973 law placed growth boundaries on cities to prevent urban sprawl and preserve nature. But a lack of affordable housing and spiraling homelessness have prompted a reconsideration by Democrats, traditional supporters of the law. A measure introduced by Democratic Governor Tina Kotek would grant cities a one-time exemption. This is SRN News. Even as the Biden administration pressures Israel to accept a ceasefire, the impact of the Hamas war is putting pressure of a different kind on over 1 million Israeli children and their families displaced by the fighting. Many have been living in cramped hotel rooms for months, upsetting young children. At the National Religious Broadcasters Association meeting last week in Nashville, Ruth Guggenheim, of Emuna, a social action organization in Israel, spoke with Lori Tradup of SRN News.
You're not doing very well at this stage. You know, there's family crisis. It has increased violence where there has never been violence before. There's a level of anxiety on an individual, one-on-one basis and family level that we have never seen. And to be honest, Lori, we won't know the impact for many months out. We're going to have to assess this every single day.
Guggenheim adds even healthy families can start to break down as the war with Hamas drags on. This is SRN News. A treasure hunt beneath the sea.
Colombia's government has announced an underwater exploration of more than 600 meters deep to investigate and try to raise objects from the mythical galleon San Jose, sunk in the 18th century in the country's northern Caribbean and believed to contain cargo valued at billions of dollars. It's the first phase of a scientific research into deep waters of the galleon that aims at collecting information to determine which pieces are suitable and possible to extract. Keith Peters reporting.
The Songwriters Hall of Fame will bestow its highest honor on Diane Warren. She'll be given its Johnny Mercer Award during a gala this June in New York. The Hall of Fame's chairman, Nile Rodgers, calls Warren a force of nature who, despite her enormous success, quote, shows up to write songs every morning at 8 a.m. Warren's hits include Unbreak My Heart and If I Could Turn Back Time. This is SRN News.